This is Vernon Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierlandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Hey, good morning. It is Party Line on the Casper Media, WILO. We appreciate you being with us this morning. Shan shared them with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays and trying to navigate through some things that we're working on. We're not sure we're streaming video today, so just if you don't see anything happening, don't worry. We should be hearing, not too sure you're about seeing. So that's not your eyesight, and it's probably not your apparatus. It's something going on our end. So, hey, we appreciate you joining us, though. And it is Tuesday. It is the first day of September, September 1st. Hard to believe that we are in the last quarter of the year. Can you believe it? But that is the case. We are in the last quarter. We're going to have a great show for you this morning. We appreciate it. We're going to be talking to somebody that I know very well, a gal named Tammy. She's going to be talking to us about her boutique and what's going on with it at the top of the hour. Also, we're going to be talking here to Kathy Circle from Rossville Library in just a little bit. But before we do all of that, I want to let everybody know about the weather. Weather is still in the news. It's either we're talking about rain or we're talking about heat this summer. Sunny and hot with a high near 92 today. Heat index could reach over 100. So be very careful. We got football practice, so I know we've been kind of keeping the kids, watching them, and everybody's that's doing any outdoor activity, just keep an eye. Keep pace with what's going on in your body. That's really what you need to be monitoring. Tonight, low of 74. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 93. A little warmer tomorrow, and then Thursday, a high of 93. So really, the rest of this week is going to be pretty doggone warm. 91 for Friday, and then a slight cooling off on Saturday, and then it drops a little bit on Sunday. So going to be back in the 80s by Sunday, but we got to kind of navigate through these dog days of summer, the last few days of summer. Summer doesn't officially end till September 19th, I believe it is. So the last few days of summer is normally warm, but maybe not this warm. But we'll take it. It is what it is. We have no control. So anyway, that's that. And then we have a road closure, County Road 800 North between County Road 600 West and 39 closed all day. Please avoid the area. That's County Road 800 North between County Road 600 West and 39, closed all day. So appreciate you minding all of those rules and closures as well. So joining me via phone right now is Ms. Kathy Circle. Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, doing well, doing well. Are you staying cool and dry? It's kind of been a challenge here in the last couple of months.
It has. Doing good.
Yeah. So you're over in Rossville. That's according to the Del Reals and the Meeks. That's the promised land of milk and honey. So I always have to make sure. I always have to make sure we give our Rossville folks, you know, a lot of kudos. But Rossville, a great community. Really an awesome place to raise a family. But one of the amenities of the community is sitting right there in the library, and you guys do a great job there with the Rossville Library. And we want to talk a little bit about some things that are going on. In particularly, you guys are doing a special event today talking about Edvard Munch, the exploring. You're going to be exploring the famous artist Edvard Munch today, September 1st, 3:30 to 4:30. And this is ages 8 and older. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about the artist himself.
I can't. I can tell you that Roy Brubaker, special, you know, a lot of feedback. Roy Brubaker, the person of Frankfurt Library. We are a branch of Frankfurt, and she brings out to us. And that is just the program that she is bringing out to us today. So I'm not at all versed in artistic styles and artists, but Lori certainly is. So she'll be out to share her knowledge with the kids.
But that is actually happening at the Rossville Library today at 3:30.
Correct.
Okay, great, great, great. So more to come on that, so make sure you're there if you want to hear more about this artist, Edvard Munch. You know, this is the kind of the cool thing about the libraries is being able to offer new opportunities to learn, because really, when you walk into a library, you should be able to walk out with knowing something more than what you walked in with. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you go, you got Tiny Tykes and Little Learners. Tell us a little bit about that program and what people can expect there.
Okay. Tiny Tykes is for children 1.5 to 3 years old. Little Learners is 3 kindergarten. That is another program that Frankfurt brings out to the branches, to all 3 branches. Tiny Tykes is a half hour, about an hour. And they have a lot of fun. Play, they sing, they sing songs, they run, several stories, and some very simple crafts. That starts tomorrow morning at Rossville. It's on Thursdays at the Michigan Road and Mondays at it's typically the first 2 weeks of the month that they come out to visit us. So that they've had a break of a month off. There's no program in the library in August. So we're excited to see them back at the library tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's... anytime you can get the kids engaged, get the kids involved, get the kids thinking outside of a iPad or a digital device, I think is always a good thing. So, but you guys are not totally adverse to technology, because you're also looking at doing a 3D printing with sand. That's coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Right. Ms. Stephanie will be doing that program out with us. She's our school-age programmer from Frankfurt, and she's a retired teacher, and she has some great ideas and has a lot of fun with the kids, so she stops to visit each of us once a month, and they just need to check the calendar for what days, because that varies. for disability and time, but I'm sure they'll have a lot of that.
Yeah, Kathy, how long have you been involved with the Rossville Library? How long have you been involved with, you know, library period?
29 and a half years for the library overall. The first 2 years, the traveling three-hour lady entered. Then after that, I've been at the hospital ever since.
Yeah. And if you have a chance to turn the radio down, we're getting some feedback there. It's coming in, and I thought it was on my headphones, but I think it might be the feedback of the phone. So if you could turn that, turn the radio down just a bit. So you've been with 29, wow, you've been three decades.
Almost.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. What has been some of the changes that you have seen in the 3 decades that you have been a part of? What are some of the significant changes you've seen in the world of literacy and library?
Oh, when I very first started at Frankfurt, they were just from the old cards that every book had a card in it to be stamped when they checked out to the computer system. So that was a big change right then. We did it about that time shortly after. We did away with the card catalog that you pulled out, the full one that you pulled the drawers out and checked for the card. Once again, that was computer. We have computers in the library for the public to use. That was a big thing and was very, very popular. Thing. We had lots of people coming in. Now there's more people off the internet at home than they did 20 years ago. But it was very wonderful. We've got movies and entertainment for them up to check out. That's always been popular. That's the biggest and most popular is the book.
Right, people still want to read. That's the good news. It's even though there are audible downloads and things like that, which is nice. I like to listen to things like if I'm mowing or something, I may have something that when I can't read, I'm listening to. But still, it's a book. I mean, it's literacy, and hopefully, you're expanding vocabulary. You're expanding your thought. I mean, you're exercising that muscle called the brain. That you're exercising that those brain cells, and I think that's so incredibly important. Libraries do a great job of challenging us to do that and reminding us. I try to tell the church is for that spiritual muscle. Libraries and schools are for your that educational and brain muscle. And you go to the gym, for your physical. So it's the holistic approach to living. But if you let one muscle go, it normally impacts the whole body. So you really need to be a holistic approach to your life. And I think sometimes we neglect the opportunity. And I think technology has been good and bad in that regard. Would you agree? Is that sometimes we've kind of relied on it a little too much, but yet it is. It's been a powerful tool to help us accomplish more.
Right, sir. Definitely. I mean, there's so much you can accomplish with technology. It makes some aspects of life easier, but sometimes we get a little carried away with the amount of time we spend on it, or things that we do. So
tell me a little bit about FiberFlock. Does that have anything to do with technology?
No.
Okay. All right. So tell us what that means, what that's about.
A different type of fiber.
Okay.
We're going back all the time there. It's a group of people, but most of them are spinners. They sometimes bring their traveling spinning wheel in and spin yarn. Sometimes they bring the yarn that they've already spun at home in, and some crocheting and knitting. It's a group that just gets together for about 2 hours once a month. They share, just friendship. They share, help each other solve a problem if they have one in their craft area, share news with other, you know, craft shows and that. It's just a fun sharing of people sharing their knowledge in crafting. Like I said, a large part of them are spinners, but you don't have to be a spinner to be there. I've stayed over sometimes and talked to them about questions that I had about some of the crafts I was doing. So you're always, everybody's always welcome to drop in and bring their craft with them, bring up any problems they're having about their craft with them, and these people will certainly try to best to help you out.
Well, it sounds like a lot. I know nothing about spinning. I know nothing about sewing. In fact, it would be very dangerous to give me a needle or give me anything that's sharp. I can prove that to you clearly. But it's amazing to me, again, when we talk about technology even changed that incredible, arena of work over the years. But it is such a craft to be able to do that. And so these ladies get together and they're actually spinning and creating. And I think that do you see younger people getting engaged with that too? Is there a desire to find out more about some of that heritage and some of that where that the even today's technology comes from?
Mostly it's older adults. There have been younger kids. One of the ladies had, when her children were, you know, teenagers and that, some of them came along and did spinning also. They've since grown up and moved away. It could be for anyone. And it's, we have two guys that come spin sometimes, so it's not just limited to the ladies. But they have a good time.
You've got other things happening at the Rossville Library. You've got the Rossville book sale coming up. This is a porch sale that's going to be here in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks. Tell us a little bit about that. What is the porch sale?
Actually, it's going on now, and it ends in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. So you can go now and get and take right. advantage of the sale. All right. Tell us a little bit about how folks get involved with that.
We set up some tables on the porch of the library, and we have fill it with books that are for sale for a donation. A lot of the books are withdrawn from the library because, just like everything else at your home, you have to sometimes clear out and make space for the new coming in. And some of them, part of them, are donations. We recently had someone bring in a couple boxes of Danielle Steele books, and someone else brought in some Nicholas Sparks books, so a large assortment of each. So if you're fans of those authors, we might be the place for you. And then just because it's on the porch, it's just available anytime. There's envelopes. They can put their donation in an envelope and drop it off in the book drop. And if they come during our open hours, then there's also some more books around on the back wall of the library. Just can't fit everything out on those tables, but people enjoy that and are able to pick up reads for home that, you know, they don't have to return. It's especially popular for reading material for vacation time and traveling in case they forget it or lose it. And parents like it with the picture books and that. We try to have a little bit of everything out there. The picture books, that way they have some at home that the kids can read if they haven't made it to the library that week. So it's a nice event. It's a fundraiser for the Friends Group. The money that's raised helps with programming and things that might be needed in the library. So it's a win-win.
Does the library, you mentioned keeping some of the old, getting rid of some of the older books. What is one of the older books you have?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, can I come and find some like really old historic books there?
Back in reference in that, yes, you can. They're more informational, not necessarily a bound book, but like information about genealogy and that thing, some of those things are.
Well, I have a reason for asking that question, because I think, you know, libraries are so important, because I really do believe that that is a vital part of maintaining the integrity of the truth when it comes to certain things, because those early writings and those early literature, that early literature that is being kept, is important, because sometimes we like to rewrite history. And if you can go back to a certain event that was documented, you know, almost at the time. And the reason really this got me encouraged, or really kind of got me excited about all this, was recently I had a church member give me a couple of books on Clinton County that were written in like the late 1800s, early 1900s, and it was about the history of Clinton County. So, and I'm reading, I'm thinking, well, it didn't have this in it. And I'm like, okay, duh, it doesn't have that because it hadn't happened yet. But the cool thing about it is that it was so specific and so descriptive, based upon the history that it was, or the age that it was being written in, and it was even different English that it was being written in. And so I find it fascinating, some of the older books, because there were firsthand, you know, testimonials of what happened, like, you know, why Jefferson did not become the county seat of Clinton County. That was kind of the plan, but it did not end. Jefferson is the oldest community in Clinton County. Some people don't know that, but you start reading some of this and you start recognizing, wow. I over the years, some stories have changed, but then, and I think the library is so important. Because you're able to, you not only are you the a resource, but for today's knowledge, but you are also are kind of like an archive for history.
Correct, and we have some information, especially a little bit more about the Rossville in the past. Like I said, a lot of what we have would also be found in the Frankfort Genealogy Department, and they most likely have additional information. You know, just their size, they have a genealogist there. They're the focal point for going for your genealogy info. But we have some of that information at each of the branches.
Yeah, and it, to me, it again, amazing when you can come up on something that is written in even the old style English, and you start recognizing how old this is, and then you start recognizing some names, and then you start realizing, hey, these are firsthand accounts. And I even look at that even like through biblical history, through world history, through our country's history. When you start reading some of these old documents, the Federalist Papers. I mean, when you start really diving in, you know, people can throw stuff on the internet all day long. I mean, there is untruth that goes on the internet every day. People can just come up with something and just go with it. It's amazing, and it's amazing how many people will buy into it. And because I heard it on the internet. Well, folks, just because it's on the internet does not mean it is true. And actually, just because it's even been written in the newspaper, or even on the radio, doesn't necessarily mean it's true. That's why we always say, go do some fact-finding yourself. Libraries are a great place to start with that. Go find the genealogy. Go find the background. Go find the backstory. Don't just... We tell this to our church folks, don't listen to the preacher. you know, just don't listen to the preacher. Read the Word. Read what does the Bible say about this? And we'll give you, you know, help you with every resource you can. But God gave you a brain. God gave you a mind. God gave you the ability to research. And I think that's why the power of libraries is so important, because it is that resource center in our communities that you can go and you can engage, and then you can pull and extract what you're looking for and what you need. You mentioned earlier, Kathy, the differences but between your 30 years of being involved, almost 30 years now being involved in the library. We used to have the old card system, and I remember that well. You know, you go in, you get a library card, and you try to figure this out. And it, hey, we had a whole class. Do you remember? It was a library class. You had to take a class to go find out how you even pulled a library resource out. It's amazing.
Right. Yes, it was.
The technology has changed. So how does somebody check out a book today? They just have their card, and they come in, and they just tell you, is there still a reference number, or is there still something that they've got to, go?
The library uses the Dewey Decimal System for nonfiction.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have an online card catalog, so they can kind of start there or just ask us, either one. Some prefer to do it themselves. Some just want to ask and find out where it is directly. And either way is fine. We're always happy to help. And for fiction, it's misspelled by the author's last name. So they come in, they find what they want. They've got a library card already. Then they just bring it up to the book desk, and we can check them out, or we have a self-check machine. They can self-check their stuff out. So.
Awesome.
Very easy.
Yeah, you make it very easy, very simple. Then before we get, let you go this morning, there's other things going on. You do have a crafters, Happy Crafters Thursday. That's something that goes on Thursdays, but not every Thursday. It's once a month. Is it on Thursday once a month? Or I know the next one's coming up on the 17th, correct?
Correct. That's an after-school thing for elementary-age students. It's typically the third Thursday of the month, starts at 3:30. In September, we're going to be markers and coffee filters and making fall leaves. In October, we have a pumpkin project planned. So just some after-school fun to get together and see friends that maybe you don't see during the day and make something fun to take home.
Oh yeah. So you're talking about pumpkins. We're getting in ready into the October fall fest time. So you guys going to do something fun with pumpkins? Do you know what you're going to do? Is it just going to be all creative?
I think we're going to be making some pumpkins out of the air dried clay. They like to play with that, and actually I do too. It's very different from the clay I grew up with. It was hard and difficult to squish around, and that you had to work with a long time to get it to move. And this stuff is just so soft and so fun.
It's a little bit more moldable than Play-Doh. Or is it like Play-Doh?
It's a little different. And then it dries and can be. Yeah.
And then you can, and then it gets hardened, and then you have a craft. You have an art piece that the kids can keep and take. So, well, you guys are you do a great job. The library is a beautiful facility out there on the western edge of Rossville. People sometimes don't know where it's, but right there on State Road 26, as you're headed west out of Rossville, right before you get to the Flour Mill Bakery. you can stop at the library and then go to the bakery, or maybe if you're coming into town, you want to stop at the bakery and then head into the library. But regardless, great place, a lot of valuable resources there. Kathy, how do folks maybe give us the website and maybe give us some more contact information if somebody wants to come see Edvard Munch? And in the power of technology, I got to learn a little bit more about Edvard Munch. He is the artist of the famous Scream picture, where the person is holding their hands on their face, but had quite the childhood. He battled a lot of illnesses, a lot of bereavement going on in his life. He's a Norwegian artist, but Edvard Munch, they're going to be talking about him today, September 1st. 3:30 to 4:30, ages 8 and older. Registration is required. Maybe getting into the season of Halloween. Everybody likes to talk about screaming and scaring and all that stuff. So maybe that was one of the reasons that was booked. But tell us how to get a hold of folks, and if they want to come to this afternoon, how do they register?
They can go online to myfcpl.org is our website, the website for all four buildings. And there's a area for classes, events, and they can click on that and then go to the one to register, or they can call us at 379-2246.
All right, 379-2246. That's a great way to get a hold of folks, and you can actually talk to a live person. It won't be a bot. So you'll probably talk to Kathy right there. So, all right, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today. Greatly appreciate you. You're doing the Lord's work. Keep it up. And, hey, you only got a few more months to make it to 30. So,
yeah.
All right. Okay. Have a great week.
You too.
We'll talk to you
thank
soon.
You.
Kathy Circle from Rossville Library. I greatly appreciate all that they do. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk to somebody that I know pretty well. Her name, I think, is Tammy. I believe that is the case. And learn more about women and men's clothing coming up here on WILO. It is Party Line on this first day of September. Hard to believe. We are in the last quarter of 2026. Hang on. We still got a lot more to come.